look at that. But and let's just go through the disadvantages, right? Harder to maneuver on the ground. We talked about that. Why? Then the backseat person can't see very well on the ground. So a lot of times in my Citabria, depending on the size of the individual, I couldn't see anything. I just see head, big old shoulders, right? The whole width that took the entire left, right. I can't see any instruments. And then the only way I can see is by doing S-turns. So I do an S-turn. Oh, I can see now through the side window. And go back, do another S-turn the other way, do the S-turn. So you can S-turn. The person in the front of the airplane I had could always see because it wasn't tricky. Some of them, you can't. You have to S-turn them all the time, or else you won't be able to, because you can't see directly in front of you. So that's that. The backseat person can't see the flight instruments. So now, is that important? Well, it depends on what you're doing. If you're trying to use it as an IFR platform, which I wouldn't recommend, you could, but then that's going to be tricky. I don't know how you're going to do that, but one guy put a mirror, a couple of mirrors in there so he could see it. I'm like, really? Just use a different airplane, man. Don't be messing around with that. You don't got to fly that thing in the clouds anyway, are you? Yeah, he put up a series of mirrors so he could see it from the back seat. I'm like, well, there you go. Look at that. All right. So let's move on here. What else? It's more difficult to control with the wind on the ground. We said why. And there's a potential of something called a ground loop. So I'll tell you what a ground loop is here in a little bit. Basically, it's upon landing when the tail wants to go to the front of where the front of the airplane is, right? That's not a good thing. And they go around a couple times, and sometimes it's okay, and other times they, ooh, we have to have some repairs done. There's that. There's left turning tendencies on takeoff. We know that, but there's an additional one you get for free with the tailwheel airplane, and that's gyroscopic precession. So let's review that for a second. There are four left turning tendencies, three for sure, that happen in nosewheel airplanes, and there's another one which could happen. Let's talk, it could be a left turning tendency or it could be a right turning tendency. Let's talk about it. So the first one is torque. So because the airplane's propeller is rotating to the right, the torque effect is to roll to the left. And on the ground, it pushes down on the tire, on the left tire, causes more friction, so it causes a left turning tendency. The other is a slipstream. So the spiraling slipstream from the propeller goes around the fuselage, hits the left tail, and so that way. So the stronger the engine, the stronger the propeller, the prop wash, then the more of that you're going to get. Which is why, if you ever fly an extra 300, and you're taught, by the way, in your basic training, sometimes they don't say why, but they say put in the throttle slowly, like 3 to 5 seconds all the way to full. Don't just jam it in there. There's a good reason for that. The reason for that is because if you do that an extra 300, that all that prop wash will do two things. It'll hit the tail and cause it to swerve to the left right away, and it will also cause the tail to rise and could have a prop strike. So, but if you do it slowly, then things get a lot better because you have more control authority. You can so that's something to think about, right? So this gyroscopic precession, let's talk about that. So here's an airplane. This is now it's a nosewheel airplane, it'd be like that. So let's put this is my phone, but anyway, just for so here's the nose wheel here, two main tires. So we'll go like that. No problem, right? So when you rotate, you do that, and you're going to climb up into the air, right? So when you kind of do that, when you do that, it's as if you're pushing like down here on the bottom of the propeller. So imagine the propeller blade turning to the right. And when you rotate, if you wanted to, if you didn't have a flight control and you were somehow able to push on this disc like that, it would do that. That's the idea, right? It would be the force you would apply would be from the elevator and it would be right there. Well, if you look at that, 90 degrees later in the direction of rotation is where the force is felt for gyroscopic precession because it has something called tangential angular momentum. So what happens is when you press this, 90 degrees later is up here. It's a right turning tendency. It's not a left turning tendency. But in a tailwheel airplane, now the airplane when it's sitting on the ground is like this, right? Because tailwheel's in the back, the two mains are here. And then when you go down the runway, you got to push the tail up. So when you push it up, now you're applying the force on the top, like this. 90 degrees later there, that turns the airplane to the left. So you have a left turning tendency when you push the tail up. The only time you have a left turning tendency in a nosewheel airplane with due to gyroscopic precession is when you stick forward, right? So like to go down, if you wanted to get out of somebody's way or you want to go down really quickly and you stick really hard on the stick or the control wheel, that would be a left turning tendency.